in what is a very wide-ranging counter-extremism strategy that we're launching today. And we're launching that because we do face an unprecedented threat from extremism. Groups like ISIL can send through the internet their perverted message of hatred into family homes. We see men and women and indeed whole families going out to Syria. I think that shows us that we need to step up our action to counter extremism. What we are saying today is that we need to do more, and we need to do more to counter the message of extremism and counter that message of extremism across the board. We've seen last week, for example, significant rises in reported hate crimes. And so what the strategy talks about is dealing with extremism of all sorts, so Islamist extremism, but also neo-Nazi extremism, those who are promoting messages of hatred and division in our communities. We need to deal with that too. And today is a recognition that there is more that we need to do in order to counter these messages of hatred, these messages of division that the extremists are promoting. But we also want to work with communities to promote mainstream voices and to build more cohesive communities. So it's very much looking, and I've seen from the work that I've done already the excellent work that is being done. So in terms of parents, what we're saying is that we would extend the ability for parents who are concerned about their youngsters perhaps going off to Syria, perhaps getting involved in fighting. You know, if they go to join ISIL, it's a terrible, brutal regime. And so there's a safeguarding issue for parents there. So their ability to actually say to the authorities, please, could you withdraw the passport? But of course, at the other end of the spectrum, if you like, the police also have a new ability, a new power, which came in earlier this year, to remove passports temporarily from people when they're at a port, when they are about to travel and the police are concerned about them.